Hello, my audio boo friends. It's Stefano again, and it is Sunday, August 5th of 2012. I'm sitting here in my living room. I'm currently trying to set up my new ThinkPad T61. I bought a new laptop. Well, not new, new for me. It's a used laptop. It's got a few years on it, but it's a dual core, 2 gig. Got 4 gigs of memory, 60 gig hard drive, and right now I'm just setting up Windows XP on it. When I bought it, it had Windows 7 Business Edition. So, wow, except it wasn't French, and unfortunately I really wanted an English operating system, so I scrapped it and went the Windows XP route. But I think probably by this January, when my birthday comes, I think I'll get myself a treat and buy myself Windows 7 Professional and reload it on this machine. But not anytime soon, because the process of loading down all the drivers and installing everything, all the software, all the support software, the ThinkVantage system in this machine, which allows you to monitor a lot of the systems, it is painful. I started yesterday sometime around 5 o'clock, and while watching parts of the Olympics, and then finally at half past midnight, I just said, okay, enough. I went to bed. Woke up this morning. Thankfully, I woke up this morning at 9:30. The reason being, I'll explain in a minute. I was actually happy to wake up late and sleep in. My wife and my daughter are at my mother-in-law's, so I'm basically a bachelor for the weekend. Hence why I've got basically 3 laptops sitting on my coffee table and a whole bunch of stuff going on. I've got coffee in the pot and... Anyway, so I got back to it this morning, and I'm just about finished. It's almost 2 o'clock here in the afternoon. In a couple of hours, there's the 100-meter race, very anticipated in the Olympics, the men's 100 meters, and we'll see if the world record will be broken. Speaking of the Olympics, what I've noticed this particular Olympics, which they're calling the Twitter Olympics, is the predominant use of Twitter for communicating to athletes and the athletes to their fans and to other athletes. I just found out that our trampoline, Rosie McClellan, our trampoline gold medalist, just received a Twitter from Samuel L. Jackson. Now, I'm going to have to look up. Is Samuel L. Jackson Canadian? Maybe he is. All this to say that what I find amazing is that boundaries are being broken down by things like Twitter, especially Twitter, not so much Facebook or anything. And I'll give you an example. You know, things like Samuel L. Jackson, like Rosie McClellan 4 years ago would have never been able to be congratulated by, say, a celebrity. And now she gets congratulated by a celebrity, one of many, probably. I know that even Justin Bieber, okay, why would I mention Justin Bieber? Well, he's a celebrity, whether you want to think so or not. And he's tweeting and sending his congratulations to athletes. So I find it's just broken down this barrier. It's just amazing. It's just another thing about social media and how ideally it could bring us all together. It won't. I've alluded to the fact that I think with all the technology we have today, we have very little to say to each other. But that's for another conversation and another audio boo. Perhaps if you feel the same way, by all means, feel free to audio boo about it. Anyway, that was it. Yes, as to why I woke up late and then it's good, I'll be back in a few minutes with that.